The moment I stepped into Amazon's offices, I knew I was entering another world. The promise was tantalizing. Autonomy, visibility, and the chance to transform an outdated merchandising system. Yet alongside this excitement lurked intense fear, a recognition that crossing into Amazon's territory meant stepping into a realm where chaos and boundary crossing were standard operating procedures. What makes someone leap into such uncertain waters? For many of us, it's the magnetic pull of potential transformation, the irresistible allure of solving complex problems at a company whose name carries weight in every conversation. Standing in Seattle's misty skyscape, far from the familiar confines of Michigan, I felt both trepidation and exhilaration. The interview process itself became a microcosm of this tension, surrounded by suited men in a Berlin-like atmosphere, questioning even my wardrobe choices, that universal symbol of not quite belonging. But beneath the surface nervousness ran a current of determination. Haven't we all stood at similar crossroads, weighing the safety of the known against the potential of the unknown? The whispered promise in those hallways, with their frayed carpets and endless potential, is one that many of us have heard. Come here, and you might become more than you are. Amazon's interview process reveals its culture through key encounters. George confides about workload challenges, while Marnie discusses co-op dynamics. The defining moment comes with Eldon's gas station problem, testing the balance between creativity and data analysis. Pike Place Market offers a brief interlude amid the intensity. The first days at Amazon present stark realities: heavy workloads, complex tasks, minimal support, and new tech systems to master. The physical experience compounds this, navigating between Seattle buildings, from the hospital-turned-headquarters to Safeco field offices. Elevator rides with Captivate Network updates underscore the immersive corporate environment, contrasting sharply with friends' relaxed lifestyles. Beyond work, settling into a Ravenna Tudor house introduces financial pressures in Seattle's costly market. Despite Amazon's compensation, careful financial planning becomes crucial, with signing bonuses held as safeguards. The experience transforms into a complete lifestyle shift, where work permeates every aspect of daily life. Amazon's work week revolves around intense meeting structures, with weekly business reviews demanding rigorous data analysis and store performance critiques. Support tickets create constant interruptions, while detailed presentations face meticulous scrutiny. Employees navigate this pressure differently, some with bravado, others with quiet resignation. Female team members particularly wrestle with self-doubt while maintaining high performance standards amid evolving technology demands. The challenge becomes finding solid ground in an overwhelming environment where urgent technical issues mix with casual workplace interactions in an IT-dominated setting. The culture breeds its own vocabulary, largely shaped by male graduates from elite institutions. Terms like big, hairy, audacious goals reflect an aggressive, consensus-driven environment. The result is a workplace where innovation and bureaucracy coexist uneasily, testing personal limits in an atmosphere built for productivity over human connection. Navigating corporate expectations as a woman requires precise balance. Body language must blend warmth with professionalism, while communication needs to be assertive yet approachable. The challenge extends to appearance, maintaining femininity while staying professional, and ensuring recognition without appearing boastful. From 2011 to 2015, systemic issues became clear. Amazon's rigid productivity practices revealed concerning human costs, while broader societal regressions on women's rights emerged. Internal pay disparities exposed persistent gender biases in what claimed to be a progressive environment. The presence of men, often from elite institutions, shaped the culture with their trends and behaviors. Their influence created an environment where women faced a constant paradox: the need to both embrace and challenge masculine norms while remaining exceptional but unthreatening. This perpetual balancing act consumed valuable mental energy that could have been directed toward innovation. A turning point emerges through mentorship from Callista, a senior female executive. A new role offers expanded influence over global merchandising, though without additional direct reports. Despite initial doubts about the scope, accepting this position signals growing trust from leadership. The promotion sparks family discussions about Amazon's complex career paths, where expanding responsibilities don't always align with traditional title progressions. Though the level remains unchanged, the broader scope reflects leadership's confidence. A new office environment brings unexpected connections with creative colleagues. Watching Callista navigate Amazon's culture proves invaluable as they collaborate on projects balancing data with brand integrity. Her mentorship reveals potential beyond pure analytics, encouraging authentic contribution to Amazon's identity. This mentorship transcends typical professional guidance, providing crucial validation in a demanding corporate environment. It creates space for bringing one's authentic self to work, proving essential for both career growth and personal well-being in a culture that often prizes conformity. 9 months into sobriety, avoiding work drinks highlights the challenge of navigating social norms without alcohol. The vulnerability of revealing non-drinking status is met with understanding, creating space for personal growth. A transformative shift begins with leaving Amazon Publishing's chaotic environment for a role more aligned with meaning and kindness. Taking the position of Leadership Development Fellow at Amazon marks a return to authenticity. While appearing as a career deviation, it becomes an opportunity to nurture executive growth from within. Teaching at Amazon's Executive Development Program combines structured analysis with deeper introspection. Sobriety sharpens professional insight, bringing Amazon's cultural contradictions into clearer focus. This clarity leads to a period of renegotiation with the company, colleagues, and self, prompting reflection on true desires and aspirations. Working under a less experienced manager intensifies internal struggles, forcing evaluation of personal growth versus adaptation. Daily resistance against Amazonian chaos yields to simple truths about authenticity and the need to transcend rigid norms. The focus shifts to genuine engagement over prescribed behavior, raising questions about conformity versus staying true to oneself. Life divides between Amazon chaos and an emerging writing career. A successful essay on women and drinking leads to an unexpected book deal, weaving together sobriety struggles and victories. Meanwhile, corporate responsibilities demand attention, highlighting the tension between personal dreams and professional obligations. Imagining various Amazon departures spans from grand exits to quiet goodbyes. These scenarios reflect both aspirations and realities, underlining personal evolution and the growing need for more meaningful work beyond Amazon's intense culture. The exit interview becomes a moment of deep reflection on gains and losses. While grateful for supportive mentors and colleagues, questions emerge about identity and self-worth after years of corporate immersion. The departure carries special significance as a woman who fought for recognition in a male-dominated space. The exit brings mixed emotions, relief coupled with loss of purpose and community. The challenge lies in preserving valuable lessons while shedding destructive patterns, acknowledging both the benefits and costs of the Amazon experience. True liberation comes from understanding this duality and moving forward with clarity.